and welcome to the T3 Podcast, your disreputable guide to a crazy, crazy world. Coming up on this week's show, Zuckerberg exposed. Yes, the Facebook founder's undone by his own site's security flaws. Oh, the irony. GTA 3 makes its way to mobiles. Rumours of a TV packing iMac. And Rim enters BBX after legal wrangles.
I'm not Freudian
sure,
slip.
Not sure where I was going with that one. Plus, we've been embracing the new sexual revolution. And by we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who can fill a stocking and then some. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Fill a stocking.
Hello.
And in the lavatorial sense.
Quite.
That's disgusting. Did you forget what Rim had done in the middle of that? You're like, what did they do again?
I was waiting for the schoolboy laugh from...
No, we don't do that anymore.
No, this is we've grown up.
Mm. We've grown up.
We've changed.
As a podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
We've become more mature.
Mm-hmm.
We're now more like the BBC one.
I've never listened
to the BBC
one. Do they have one?
Yeah, Clicked as a podcast.
Do they?
Whatever that is.
Maybe we should go and do Strictly Come Dancing. That would mean that we're a really serious... podcast.
Very. Anyway,
good.
Duncan.
All three of us. It's a weird.
Sort of a six-legged.
Can you do that with...
No, you'd have to go with Ola. You'd go with any other ones, and I'd be with... is it Brendan?
Brendan.
Would you know? And Brendan.
I've never watched that program either, but okay. Could I go with Bruce?
He's all yours.
Yeah.
Ride Bruce.
I'm a bit of a slow mover, but still got him.
He is a bit of a slow mover, but then so am I. So that would
perfect.
Fit quite
perfect.
Well.
There we are. Anyway, Duncan, what's been happening to you this week?
I wouldn't want to give him a stroke.
No.
As it were. Right. What have I been doing this week? Well, I've got some important news for you, which is apparently, according to Morris Patterson, he emails to say that apparently O2 aren't selling the HTC Sensation anymore.
What?
Really?
Yep. Which I'm not saying it's entirely down to me, but maybe it is. I don't know. So they've had so many problems with it, specifically to do with the battery.
I thought they'd all been sorted.
Well, I moaned about fridges. Well, no, they're selling because I think they've sorted it and turned it into the Sensation Beats Audio. Now we've added.
Oh yeah, I'm using that one currently. The Sensation Beats XL I've got.
Oh,
it's the Sensation XL. The
massive, but that's a different thing because that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
But there's also a normal sized one
with Dre Beats.
Is it called the XE? Is it the XE?
Yeah,
ATC Sensation.
XE. It stands for extra excellent.
So essentially, entirely down to you.
Yeah,
I guess so. Mm. I was using it on O2. And maybe it did seem particularly bad on O2. I don't know. And then the other thing is, I've discovered something important today that I'd like to share with you all. I've discovered it this week, which is probably like a lot of people listen to this broadcast. Practically all of my banking and saving and all the rest of it is all online. Mm. And not only online, but paperless. And that's great. It saves the planet. But at the moment, I'm in the midst of buying a house. It causes an absolute nightmare.
Because
you need to be able to, well, particularly for some reason, the process that I'm having to go through, I'm having to prove this, that, and the other to basically prove that I'm not a bloody international money launderer and drugs smuggler.
And they want, statements.
Yeah, they want statements. And you can't get bloody statements for obvious reasons. And you phone these people up and they're like, no, we can't send you a statement. Or whatever, don't say no. But they're like, yeah, no, we can send you a statement, but you're going to have to wait until next month. I'm like, no, I need it now, because without wanting to bore you to tears with my house moving woe, the whole process has to be gone through real quick. Mm. It's something to do with the housing association, or maybe they're just trying to wind me up. I don't know. They want to get, I think they put the woman who's selling it to me, the salesperson who's involved in selling it to me, wants her commission before Christmas. And as a result, I have to move into this bloody place before Christmas, or the deal's off. And it makes things very tricky. So now I'm like, well, screw the planet. Back to non-paperless billing, everything offline, whoops. So look out for that if you're thinking of buying a house. Listeners.
Mm. I'm sure that's going to affect lots of people.
This is like Moneybox.
There we go.
That's what I mean about this podcast growing up.
Yeah.
Last week we were talking about King Canute and the angles and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
This week,
talk about
financial
mortgages,
matters.
Banking.
Mortgages,
and
banking.
Not sniggering at the word rim.
Good.
No.
Good.
So that's us. It's the new mature T3 pod.
Well,
although, can I just point
you can.
That Duncan has drawn penises in the back of his script.
I wondered what they were.
What?
Yeah, this seems to be like on the next page. On one of
There's
your
no penis.
There is. There.
Oh, really? Well, some every month in the magazine, we've got this thing where we test drive a car. And for some reason, the artistic rendering to go with this is a picture of the racetrack that it's meant, or the test track or whatever, the route that this car's been taken on to test it.
Is someone having a laugh with you?
And I was saying, that's not the racetrack. I think the racetrack looked like this. And now you come to mention it, it does look a bit like a penis. But I wasn't...
I would be unfortunate, wouldn't it? If you design your racetrack, you know, you wanted the right G-forces on the right corners.
Yeah, you came up with the perfect to
the right excitement, you know, for the grandstand, you know, and then the pit lane would just fit here. Pan back. Hold on a minute.
Everybody's looking at it. And then perhaps you might have put like three, just beyond the racetrack, three lakes of gradually expanding size. One after the other.
Oh, lovely.
I think I see you see where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I've got you. On then to our... What was that about being grown up? On to our top story. Well, we may be tired of hearing about Facebook security flaws, but this one's particularly special after lapses allowed hackers into Mark Zuckerberg's personal photos.
Funny time.
Brilliant. Have you seen these?
Yeah, quite dull.
Actually.
Yeah. But... Nice kitchen.
All right, I'll
that was my main nice reaction.
Oh, wow.
It was here we are, Ree.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has a girlfriend.
One of the interesting things here is, okay, the nice first kitchen. Picture is, as you say, it's him in his kitchen and he's been making some chicken stuff. And then it shows him, he's got a plate.
There's a lot of food, by the way. Well, that was my main observation.
Well, I think that's for the family. He's made a plate of chips, a big old plate of chips, and a big plate of sort of southern fried chicken kind of thing. Now, you think, oh, right, okay, he's either, you know, maybe he's bought takeout, but I think he's been cooking that, you know, very nice. Then you scroll down and he's holding a chicken that he's just got out of his coop.
Oh, my God.
So Mark Zuckerberg...
So he's killed a chicken in order to eat it.
He's killed a chicken.
Not for eggs, but to kill and eat them.
What a sadist.
I think we're getting a bit of an insight. And there he is, proudly displaying the chicken that
he's... It's like the before and after. Yeah,
waving his cock around.
That he's
without
killed,
shame.
Chopped up, deep, rolled in breadcrumbs and a secret mix of herb and some spices, and then deep fried.
That is a lovely kitchen he's got there, isn't it?
That won't be breadcrumbs. They'll be... They always deep fry in a sort of buttermilk batter, don't they, in the America.
But the rest...
I like his happy smiling face where he's showing off the chicken and the chips. He looks like a little boy. He's just...
The rest of the pictures, though...
Just made a meal.
Rather
just killed a chicken and made a meal.
They just kind of show that he looks like a faintly ordinary guy.
I'm not being funny, but what do you expect? Oh.
Apart from when he's meeting Barack Obama.
Yeah, he's meeting Barack Obama.
just a regular guy. Yeah, there he is. Look, there's Barack.
But if scroll down again, you'll see that there's a dog there.
Is Barack Obama very tall?
How would you describe that dog?
A poof.
A poof, you say?
Yeah, it looks like a wife.
It's a Hungarian sheepdog puppy named Beast.
It's definitely not a beast.
It is cute, though, isn't it?
It is quite cute. Not as cute as my dog.
I think Zuckerberg's done this on purpose.
I think this might be a little stunt.
To make people warm to him. Mm. Although, so people are like, oh... You know, you can't. He might appear like a devious and evil person, but you can't. There's no way you can hate somebody who's got a dog that cute.
And there he is
meeting Barack Obama.
The problem is the faces it doesn't show is him then killing the dog, cutting it up, deep frying.
And Barack Obama as well. He's not been seen since that meeting.
And
has he?
He's also got that picture where he's like, "Oh, trick or treaters, give him some nice sweets."
He's got, what's he giving him? He's got Snickers.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, he's got Milky Ways, right? Which is the most disappointing American chocolate ever. Because they look like giant Milky Ways. And you think, oh, fantastic. What could be better than a Milky Way? A giant Milky Way. This is brilliant. And you bite into it and you realise it's just their version of a Mars bar.
Ah, interesting.
Colossal disappointment.
That's terrible.
Well, I prefer Mars bars to Milky Ways, personally.
More of a mallow Milky Way man myself.
I like Snickers. Yeah. What do you like, Ree? What's your favourite chocolate?
Crunchy.
Crunchy.
Also, I want to know who.
Intriguing choice.
Who is this person taking this picture of him and his girlfriend looking longingly at each other before killing?
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Has he got like his own personal photographer who follows him around?
Timer function.
It's not very well framed. Maybe it is on a timer. But see, the thing is, this guy, the guy who's hacked him and has got these pictures, there's lots of other celebrities on Facebook and interesting people. Couldn't he have?
Yeah, but this is funny though, isn't it?
From them, I know there's a deep irony involved here, but surely there are juicier pictures to mine than Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know how many celebrities would put pictures of themselves, like juicy pictures, on Facebook.
Well, if they, you know, if they thought they were private. No one else can see them.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there must be loads of pictures of, like, Keith Richards' cock or whatever on Facebook.
Allegedly.
Actually, Keith Richards probably doesn't use Facebook, to be fair.
Yeah, do you want to know how this happened? This is what Facebook said. Earlier today, we discovered a bug in one of our reporting flows that allows people to report multiple instances of inappropriate content simultaneously. God. The bug allowed anyone to view a limited number of another user's most recently uploaded photos, irrespective of the privacy settings. So basically, what you did is you reported one of the pictures as kind of being nude or offensive, and somehow you were then able to see all their recent pictures. Which is pretty colossal.
So somebody reported Mark Zuckerberg for inappropriate use of his own website.
Well, I think someone probably discovered the flaw, then took advantage of it.
Oh, kind of discovered it on someone else. And went,
I mean, that's how they got hold of those.
Yeah, they had to report one of his pictures as dodgy.
So which one was dodgy?
But no, they could
none
do
of them
anyone.
Were dodgy.
The guy who hacked him.
Probably the missing picture of when he actually kills the chicken. Yeah. When he chokes the chicken, you might say.
Hey.
anyway, they
say, it's probably like really bad tagging, and that's why it got tagged as choking a chicken, waving my cock around.
So many avenues.
Big weapon. Death.
They say, we immediately disable the system. And
no, it would be eating my cock, it would be.
Eating my cock. Oh no. We'll only return functionality once we can confirm the bug has been fixed.
The bug has been fixed.
Yeah.
What? That's very un-Facebook like language.
That's what they said. This comes a month ago. Facebook agreed a settlement with the US Federal Trade Commission over privacy concerns. So this is on the serious press are picking this up as a kind of, well, they still not learned their lesson and blah, blah, blah. I think at the time Zuckerberg said, not one day goes by when I don't think about what it means for us to be the stewards of this community and their trust.
Do you think he meant the Stuarts?
And then what happens a month
as
later?
As in a warring clan of Tudor.
His cock is all over.
No,
Facebook.
Not Tudor. What are we talking about? Stuarts, by definition, weren't Tudors, were they?
By definition.
A warring royal family of
the Elizabethans, the by definition, were not Victorians. We could go on.
Do you want to do one, Rick?
No.
No. All right.
The Hanoverians, by definition, not the Windsors.
No.
No.
Nobody ever talks about the Windsors, do they? Mm. Like, they say, oh, the Elizabethans, the Tudors, the Stuarts, to an extent. Nobody ever says, oh, we're living in the Windsor Age.
Because they're
will,
still
though.
Alive, yeah. Mm.
I'm sure they will. What are we? Windsorians? Mm. That doesn't make any sense.
Windsorites?
Yeah, Windsorians does sound about right, although it sounds wrong as well.
Good.
Makes it sound like we're in some sort of religious cult.
Will we just be Windsors?
Text us with your solutions to this.
Text us?
Meanwhile, well, tweet us, whatever. Time to see what you've been... no, it's not. It's time to find out what else is in the news. Apple is set to take a baby step into the television market with its next generation range of iMacs. Analysts predict the all-in-one computer with TV is likely to land in mid-2012 ahead of a much-touted Apple TV set.
Nokia has announced that it has started rolling out the latest update for the Nokia Lumia 800, which will see a host of improvements, including a fix for the Nokia Lumia battery problem that has been plaguing many users. Meanwhile, a lower-spec Lumia 710 is tipped for release in the new year with 3.7 screen and 720p video shooting.
The world's first Android 4.0 ice cream sandwich tablet has gone on sale in China for £60. The 7-inch Anovo Novo 7 boasts 4 gigabytes of storage, a 1 gigahertz processor, front and rear mounted 2 megapixel cameras, and a 7-hour battery life. Bargain.
Amazing. GTA 3 is coming to mobiles. It'll hit a host of Android and Apple devices on the 15th of December when it lands on app stores at a very reasonable £2.99. You'll need power though, at least an iPad 1 or iPhone 4 and the likes of the LG Optimus 2X on Android.
Finally, we found a use for the 2X. BBX is now BB10 RIM. has changed the name for its new smartphone OS after losing a court battle, with software company Basis, which already owns the name. Best guesses are that it'll first make an appearance on the BlackBerry London, which has already been spotted running 10.
Could Amazon be about to give its much-praised Kindle Fire tablet an early 2012 UK release date? New reports citing sources close to the launch have hit the web, suggesting the online retailer will bestow the 7-inch device on Brits next month. That would make no sense.
Nicely mistimed for Christmas.
And there's no video content available to stream on Amazon UK or anything.
No.
So they'd just be in competition with their own Kindle.
Surely they'd launch it with some content deals.
Well, they'd better hurry up then.
Yeah. they might already be signed.
Maybe they're on the cusp.
Just haven't actually announced them.
Could be.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast group on Facebook. Duncan.
Stuart Gordon points out, he's one of the Stuarts.
Mm.
He's one of the Stuarts of the internet.
And one of the Gordons.
Another iPad competitor bites the dust. This is on you. Now, you see, I've got to say something at this point, which I have noticed. Mm-hmm. I know the phrase fanboy is bandied about quite recklessly these days, but I have noticed that Stuart, who follows... And the reason I know this is because I recognise his name because we used to get emails from him to the T3 address about twice a day, pointing out, not so much bigging up Apple as pointing out various flaws in Android, like basically linking to stories that said Android discovered to be a very poor version of iOS or whatever in like whatever website he'd come across. And now he's doing it on our Facebook group. So
although he does have a point on this one.
Well, he quite often has a point, but he does explain an inordinate amount of his time tweeting and Facebooking about it. In fact, I used to think he was Steve Jobs, but to be fair, I've now, obviously, I have to admit I was wrong on that one. But anyway. So, getting back to the thing, he says, another iPad competitor bites the dust, and this particular competitor being the Dell Streak. And who even knew that was still going?
Dell 7-inch Streak, wow.
The what?
It's gone.
That's like when somebody incredibly old dies, who's long since been out of the public eye, and you're like, oh my God, he was still alive?
Yeah, I never knew. But I mean, this is, they're blaming the Kindle Fire.
Yeah, right.
Ravaging Android sales. Not that there were particularly high Android sales to ravage, really.
Yeah, I mean, who's blaming it? Is Dell seriously saying...
I'm not sure they've publicly said this.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I think they might want to pin it on the fact that it was rubbish and nobody liked it.
Oh, and it was a silly size.
And they kind of marketed it as a phone rather than as a tablet, did they not?
What's Mike Cragg got to say?
Mike Cragg says, in regards to MP3 playback issues on iOS 5, if you delete all the music and resync with iTunes, it should fix things. No, it doesn't. I've tried that. I've tried everything. There is one thing that works. It's very long-winded. It doesn't work, but it's a slight workaround to get things back in more or less the right running order. Nobody apart from me can be bothered to do this, I know. But if you go through all your smart playlists one at a time and pick... there's a thing which says limit to, and you can put whatever number you like... chosen by, and then there's a pull-down menu of a list of things, among which are artist, album, and then there's like random or added in the last 3 weeks or whatever. If you pick artist, and then... So you've picked that, but then you delete the bit where it says limit to 200, because you may want more than 200, or put it limit to 1,000,000, so you're not going to actually limit it. For whatever reason, it will then appear like in the right order, by artist at any rate. So it still isn't exactly the right order and isn't necessarily the order that you want, but is at least an order,
and
which is more than can be said
sort
for...
of order.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
something. So that's a fascinating thing for you all to have
thanks
through
for that
me explaining.
Tip.
Yeah,
thanks
for that. Really,
that's as good as I can get. No, and taking them off and putting them all back on again does not fix it.
Does not fix it. Okay, Ree.
I've got one from Stuart Ellis. The wife has just upgraded The wife has just upgraded to the Nokia Lumia, and I'm surprised. First impressions are rather good, and it's very responsive. And Andy Lyon concurs, had a play on one the other day. Loved it.
The Lumia 800 is fast becoming the official podcast phone. It's sort of...
Really?
It's the phone that can do no wrong.
Wives love it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the second person who's tweeted in saying something about their partner or whatever? I haven't got one. I just want to say, partner has got one. It seems quite good.
No,
it was
like,
just lying around and, I just picked it up.
It fell into my hands in Carphone Warehouse. Before I know it, I was on Facebooking about it.
It's a dark horse.
It is. You know. And you can get it in cyan as well, not just black, incidentally.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant it place then. I was like, great.
You can buy it in Siam.
Yeah. Yes. Siamese called phones.
Sri Lanka now. No, what's Siam called these days? God, Burma?
I don't know.
Maybe. Could be. Myanmar?
Myanmar is what some people call Burma. The BBC calls Burma, Burma. And CNN calls Burma, Myanmar. I don't know why. There's a difference.
Good,
but there is.
Good. No, but it's not available in Siam. That's what we were talking about last
week.
It is.
You can get it in Siam.
I was told not until next year.
Well,
that's what I get for listening to people.
You can, like, on sort of dodgier SIM-free sites, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, you can get anything on those.
But I could only find Siam. But Three seem to be suggesting they might possibly be selling it in Siam. But it was.
Why do people love Siam so much?
Because the alternative
looks much
is black.
More interesting
it
than
looks
the black
like
one.
A better phone, you know.
Is it the pink colour?
No, Siam's blue. Blue. Yeah.
I was going to say, the pink. You're confusing things unnecessarily by saying Siam.
That's
what
it's
blue
called.
Is what it's called.
Okay, blue, fine. It's the same colour as the blue in your ink cartridge. There you are.
Is that really?
Is that like Myanmar and Burma?
That's a fact.
Is that the same sort
yes,
of thing?
Yes.
Is that where you get Siam in a printer?
There we are. Paul Maitlando, who we heard of.
He doesn't know.
He laid down the Scottish pronunciation challenge last
Mungarv.
Week. For Mulgai. Spelt Milngavi. 10 out of 10, he says. So,
10 out of
10? 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, he says. So we obviously got something right. And Scott Campbell, who... in a roundabout way sparked all this, says, ha! Just listen to the podcast. And the reason he sparked this is because we were trying to find out where he came from. Mm. He'd done a tweet and he mentioned Sydney, but all his friends were in Edinburgh. We couldn't tell whether he lived in Sydney or maybe there was a Sydney
and
in Scotland.
Something about commuting.
And then it all got to that,
yeah.
So he says, if the Sydney in Scotland was in reference to me, let me clarify. I meant Sydney, Australia. Lol. Off to New York. Off to New York on Wednesday. So he'll be in New York now, in fact. So looking forward to listening to the podcast in yet another country.
Is that New York
in Scotland? Oh.
Boom, boom. Think it would be great if Dan and Co. could give this other Scottish place name a shot. It says as hot, but I think he means a shot.
Maybe that's a clue, a cryptic clue.
As hot.
Yeah, and it's. I'll go again for the literal pronunciation. Auchtermuchty. Okay, Auchtermuchty or Tai or...
But that's pretty much how you actually pronounce it.
Well,
it?
When it comes to all things Scottish, I do like to call on the family Ness. You can knock it, you can knock it, you can go to Timbuktu, but you'll never find a Nessie in the zoo. You can go to Auchtermuchty and to Jamajami too, but you'll never find a Nessie in the zoo.
What?
Did we get
that?
Did we get that?
You can go to Auchtermuchty.
Oh, Auchtermuchty.
Auchtermuchty.
Auchtermuchty. There we go. Yeah.
But that is pretty much how it's written, to be fair.
Yeah, not that difficult.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
What do you want us to pronounce next? Glasgow.
Honestly.
How about Edinburgh? How do you pronounce Edinburgh? I've got
Edinburgh?
No idea how you pronounce Edinburgh.
Yeah, it's the same way you pronounce Worcestershire.
Or Aberdeen. Oh, Aberdeen.
Perthshire. Say that. You can go to
Auchtermuchty. Brilliant. What have we got for our gadget of the week?
Dunk just got blasted by the gadget of the week.
Blown away.
I have the Sony PlayStation Vita. And although I don't have it in my hands now, it's getting shot by our camera guy. Not,
it's
not
that bad.
By a camera. It's just shockingly bad. But Dunk's seen it. Dan's got a picture,
I've
which
seen
he's going to tweet and put on Facebook.
I've already put it on the Facebook group. It's in the building.
Yes, it's a pre-production mode. We can't. It's like the not the final menu.
We don't seem to be able to, strictly speaking, turn it on half the time as well.
It was on and functioning when I saw it.
The power cable, it looks really weird as well. So
it's almost like a
production
one.
Power cable, which I've never seen that before.
Mm. Is it amazing and a super advance on the PSP?
The analog sticks are good, which straight away is a big leap forward.
Okay.
It looks so dated because although it's a
it
leap
looks
forward,
a bit like a PSP, doesn't it?
It looks like a PSP that's
big
been flattened.
Yeah.
Like literally. And The PSP is really old.
The back, I can't get used to. I forget it's there. I just forget it's there.
The back controls.
The back controls. I forget my invention, that it's there.
You mean the rear touchpad.
Rear tickler.
Whatever.
The rear tickler. Patented.
Actually, I had a funny thing like about an almost kind of rival product that Sony has accidentally made. You know, the tablet...
P. Yes.
Yeah.
Which I quite like, the fold-up tablet. Yep. Mm. Well, that's sort of semi-PlayStation branded. You can play old PS1 games on it. Well, basically, you can play Crash Bandicoot.
That's all you need.
Pretty great. But apparently, the way they've done it is obviously virtual sticks, but they've also got virtual thumb buttons. And for whatever reason, they've decided to put them at the... Apparently, sorry if this turns out to be wrong, but this is what I'm told, again. Mm. Apparently, they've decided to put them at the top of the upper screen. So, like, your thumb... shoulder buttons... You need to attach golf tees to your fingers to be able to reach them. You need kind of massively long fingers. Or you have to keep taking one hand off to press the...
Oh, you play like that?
Maybe you're supposed to sort of
fold it up. Yeah,
kind of fold it up and then you're going to peer into the little gap.
Yeah, well, that sounds very, very playable.
Not totally practical, I think.
But back to the...
PlayStation Vita. Yes, loaded. We've got 10 games on there. The only one that's Uncharted is on there, which
how's
everyone
looking?
Who plays Uncharted... It looks really good. Like, I'm not... a massive gamer. I don't.
I love Uncharted. Well, maybe love is pushing a bit, but it's one of the few games series I can tolerate.
Mm. And it looks good on the Vita.
It does have good graphics in it.
Yeah, it does
the
have
Vita.
Good graphics.
I think it's fair to say.
Would you say it's got 98% graphics?
It's at least 98% graphics.
What about playability?
Oh, playability, 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Definitely.
Excellent.
We'll have a video of that of all the games. There's 10 games preloaded on there, which we'll have.
So what? When you buy it, you get 10 games preloaded?
No, we've got 10 games. But it's not ours.
I was getting quite excited.
As if, Dan.
Please. But yeah, it's good. But as Dunk says, it does look like
a big old PSP.
But people love PSPs, and if they've been waiting a long time,
they even remember what they are.
Yeah.
I think it might be a bit like. What was I knowing about?
But you know, when the PSP came out, it was great because it was you know, graphically far ahead of everything else. You could play films on it. It was kind of the first device that you could take around with you and play films on. You know,
it was among the first devices, yeah. But the thing is, it's now, at the time, it was up against the Game Boy or whatever the iteration of the Game Boy was at that time. But now it's up against mobile phones. Everything's got an incredibly powerful.
Yeah, I mean, Grand Theft Auto 3 coming to, you know, iPhone 4s and a few Androids.
And virtual sticks. Not too bad, you know. But I suppose the one thing that the PSP Vita has now got, which ironically its predecessor never had in any of its iterations, is like two decent analog sticks. Yeah,
they are very good, the analog sticks.
So for your hardcore gamer, hardcore gamer really want... I don't know. I think maybe they might have graduated to carrying around a laptop for their hardcore gaming by this point. I don't know.
Or they just play at home.
Or they just play at home.
Or they never actually leave the house.
Never leave the bedroom.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Okay, so we've got videos going up.
So we've got a video going up and it's out in February.
Now,
the Vita's out in February, not...
Yes, I understand. The video will be out before that. Otherwise, it'll be a really rubbish preview that we've just had to then wait 2 months to actually stick it on.
You can't rush works of genius such as the videos on... but, you know, did people say to Stanley Kubrick, you know, you've got to have it up within a week? No,
right. Now, with technology and the adult world ever advancing into each other's arms, really, T3.com is
into something.
Taking a look at how tech has changed the way we hook up forever. This is to celebrate the fact that XXX domains have been opened to public sale. Do you know who the first people buying these XXX domains are?
No.
All the companies that don't want their brand name associated with anything XXX.
God's sake.
So colleges and whatnot.
They want to get a grip.
So rather...
Not on their penises.
Will T3 have a T3 XXX?
Well, if they've been, you know, if they thought about it. Otherwise,
Otherwise, branching into hardcore porn, or
you know,
preventing T3.com
people from
was a porn
someone
site
like Stuart
porn.
Gordon could be buying it right now to put, you know, Apple propaganda on.
XXX rated Apple propaganda.
Yeah, it's quite possible. So go on. You've been having a look at this,
quite literally shagging Apple devices.
Yes. What are your?
These are all solid gold. This was a great article. This ran in the magazine a couple of months ago. One of my favourite things about it is we commissioned this illustration, and it's ostensibly about... it's like a load of men clustered around a woman, and she's looking at her phone, and her phone is saying everybody in the vicinity wants to have sex with you, because it's about sort of sex-based apps.
Mm.
But if you look at the picture closer, you notice all the men are actually penises.
Well, that's clever.
Completely passed us by.
Very much like all the men at T3.
Did you do that? Did you publish it and then realised after it got to print?
A bit like that racetrack.
Because they don't look, it's not it's not thrust down your throat and really in your face,
I beg your pardon,
as it were. But if you look, it's like, oh, they're...
Not like Zuckerberg's.
Their heads are all very much similar shapes. And then you look a bit closer and it's like, oh my God, he's drawn them as penises.
They've got Jap's eyes.
We've paid this guy a load of money to put a load of penises in our magazine. And we never even noticed.
Oh.
We're so naive. That's how naive we are.
Oh, dear. The one thing, the one genuine bit from this is the online dating, because that really has changed the world, hasn't it? You know? I've got lots of stats. Do you want some stats?
Yeah. Stat me.
When dating, 43% of people Google their dates ahead of time.
What, to make sure they're not serial murderers?
almost five billion Britons visited a dating website in the last 12 months.
Really?
5 million. So the adult population is about, 40 million? So one in eight.
Or if you're talking about the gay community, 100% of the gay community would have visited
It's the gay community, essentially.
Mm. Yeah, but they've got Grindr on here. That's been pretty revolutionary for the gay community.
Yeah,
go on, explain that one.
Grindr, well, that is what the illustration is about, in a way. Actually, it's an app that locates, using GPS
technology,
up for it guys in your area, as they as they always say in the adverts.
No need to go cottaging, just whip out your iPhone.
Oh, cottaging? This is like 1972. Nobody does that. It's really well written, this, though. I love chat TV channels. It's they sit at the arse end of the EPG and invite you to live chat with a selection of busty, bored ladies lying awkwardly on pink sofas.
This caused problems to me the other day.
Or shiny men doing bicep curls with tiny waists.
My wife turned on the television and something like Busty Babes or something. You know, one of those arse end TV channels you just described?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how it got to that. She doesn't know how it got to that. But, of course, instantly, you know, the implication is that I've been looking at busty babes.
Yeah, but sometimes
you've got to be the number one suspect
on a channel, and like late night, it turns into one of those channels.
Well, like Cinderella.
Yeah.
No. But like, so you know, like at like 4 a.m, it becomes.
I went with someone. Must have sat on the.
Yes, I think that's happened to us all. You know, we've been watching CNN or the Food Network, and then it suddenly turns into.
Oh my gosh.
Massive black cocks, or whatever.
That's not Al Jazeera. Anyway, well, on that bombshell, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.